Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the Republican Convention, which started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the FISAV Forum Arena. This four-day event, which kicks off today, will see delegates and key political figures gather to officially nominate former President Donald Trump as the party's presidential candidate. The former president, who will have a repeat face-off against Joe Biden of the Democrats in November, is also expected to announce his running mate. This comes after a failed assassination attempt on his life on Saturday at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The FBI named a suspect in what is called an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee's campaign says Trump is, quote-unquote, fine after the shooting. An investigation into the incident is currently underway. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Take a look at what happened.
Former President Donald Trump's campaign says he's fine after surviving what the FBI described as an assassination attempt at a campaign rally Saturday night. Trump later took to his social media platform Truth Social to thank his supporters, express condolences for the person fatally wounded in the crowd, and to pray for the recovery of others injured at the event. Trump says he was shot in the ear during the attack. The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter, and the Secret Service says it fatally shot him outside the rally venue. Authorities say a motive for the attack is currently unknown.
State police have been in regular contact with the governor's office, and the full support and assets of the entire agency are behind the FBI and our other federal and municipal partners to assist with this investigation. The thoughts and prayers of the Pennsylvania State Police are likewise with the victims of this terrible act.
By Sunday, law enforcement and news media descended on Pennsylvania's Bethel Park neighborhood that was home for the suspected shooter. World leaders took to the social media platform X to denounce the attempt on Trump's life and to condemn political violence, while the nation's top-ranking Republican said America awakened to a surreal morning.
This is a horrific act of political violence that ought to be roundly condemned. We've got to turn the rhetoric down. We've got to turn the temperature down in this country. We need leaders of all parties on both sides to call that out and make sure that happens so that we can go forward and maintain our free society that we all are blessed to have.
President Joe Biden said everybody must condemn the attack and that he was relieved by reports that Trump is doing well. Biden cuts short a trip to his home state of Delaware to monitor the unfolding situation from the White House. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Following the former U.S. President Donald Trump's attempted assassination attack, the Director of Communications for the ruling party, ZANU-PF Farai Marapira, said it was worrisome to witness some violence at a campaign rally and urged the Americans to learn from Zimbabwe, where he said presidential candidates can campaign peacefully.
Very worried about the events happening in America. We hope that there will be no more cases of violence. It's very worrying when candidates face attempts at assassination, and we hope that this will not rear its ugly head again. As Zimbabwe, we had our elections last year. All our candidates participated and they were safe. There were no attempts on any candidate's life. And we also urge the Americans to take a page from this book of our previous elections and try to ensure that cases like this do not occur again within their politics, because it is very sad. And as a mature democracy, we encourage them to ensure that this is not commonplace. This is a once-off incident and it will not happen again.
And that was ZANU-PF Director of Communications Farai Marapira in Harare. Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC Legal Affairs Shadow Minister Agency Gumbo said what happened was unfortunate and hopes that presidential elections will go ahead without more incidents.
Tine yaya tatambira ni kupota kwa Trump, Donald Trump, kwa America. Imagine for example, I see Mumwe, we have a lot of pizza, so I tell you, I'm going to America. Chitiko ichi chaka chikashikamadza zvikuru kunyanya-nyanya tichitarisa nyika yakaita seAmerica watinotarisira kuti nguva dzesarudzo nyaya dzesarudzo dzinofanira kufamba zvakanaka pasina kuvhundisana kana pasina kutyidzirana asi dzinotsatidzazve nyaya yekuti kune tight contest kuAmerica and zvakaitika izvitanzwa kuti maFBI vakazokwanisa kuidentifya munhu akanga aedza kuuraya vaTrump tinonzwa kuti akaurawawo lemukuchinjana kuurana nemapurisa hatisati tanyanya kuva nezvizhinji zvatiri kuziva zvitere kuti munhu uyu akanga akatumwa nani nechii ndofunga ndozvichangeti kuti zvichabuda musakutsvakuto zviri kuitwa nemapurisa asi chatinotarisira ndechekuti sarudzo dzinofanira kuitwa pasina kuurayana nguva yesarudzo inguva yekuti tipe vanhu mukana wekusarudza vasarudzo vatungamiri vavanoda inguva yekuti makwikwika anofanira kuti kana aitwa anoitwa pawanika akunda pasina kuvhundutsirana pasina kubayana pasina kuteurwa kweropa saka totarisira kuti sarudzo dzeamerica dzichaenderera mberi zvakanaka mushure mechiitiko ichi totarisira kuti ve nyika zhinji tichadzidza zvizhinji panyaya dzemaitirwo esarudzo.
That was Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC Legal Affairs, Shadow Minister, Agency Gumbo in Harare. Opposition MDC Director of Communications, Chengetai Guta, also shared his views.
Let's go. It's quite an unfortunate incident. If at all it is true, we are yet to get more details from the investigation, which we understand are underway. But if they are to be correct, then certainly it's something that is deplorable. It's something that is not expected of a country like America, which so happens to be in many quarters, in many sections of political discourse, to be an example of a modern democratic state. We do not expect any such things like the kind of violence that Donald Trump has been subjected to. And we hope that investigations are going to reveal the real agenda behind the attack, whether it's self-inflicted or it's actually a genuine attack. It's something that is not accepted at all.
That was Opposition MDC Director of Communications, Chengetai Guta, in Harare. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our main topic, today on Live Talk, we're discussing the Republican Convention, which started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the FISERVE Forum Arena. The four-day event kicks off today with Donald Trump expected to be officially nominated as the Republican candidate to compete against Joe Biden of the Democrats. This comes after a failed assassination attempt on Trump this Saturday at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. U.S. President Joe Biden has come to condemn this attack. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We also have Innocent Denda, a Republican member and a social analyst and researcher, Tendai Mbofana. But I'll start off with you, Mr. Mabaza. What's your take on what we are seeing happening? How do you think what happened will affect the Republican convention?
Thank you. Firstly, you would notice that in any political dispensation, a victim is always getting a lot of support. This is going to be an advantage to Trump because they are going to sympathize with him, and in showing their sympathy, they would actually endorse his presidency, his candidate as a president. So, in other words, while it was very unfortunate that this happened, but it is going to be actually taken as a sympathetic card, which will be sent towards Trump. So definitely it's now granted that Trump is going to be confirmed as the representative for his party. And it's all thanks to what happened over the weekend. But what happened over the weekend should be condemned in all languages.
I think we're having a connection issue there, so I'll switch over to Mr. Ndenda. You're a member of the Republicans yourself. How important is this convention for you?
Thank you very much. The convention is going to be hosted, and President Trump is going to be nominated and as well choose the vice president. But this unfortunate incident which happened days ago, I don't think it's good for the nation, because we think peace should always prevail so that people can choose their leaders in a peaceful manner, not through the barrel. So I think there will be too much sympathy on President Trump after this unfortunate incident, and this will also lead to the landslide. You will gain more sympathy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there very much. Tombo yakwa muri vambo fana muri kuona zviri kuitika imo muno mu America. Zviri kutambirwa sei tichiona kuti pane musangano mukuru we convention uri kutarisirwa watanga nhasi iko kuno, asi takaona nemusi wemugovera va Trump vachipfurwa. Munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Ndinotenda Marvelous. Zviri kuitwa izvi sekutaura kwazvaitwa vatauri vabotaura zvinokashikamadza, uyezve zvinorwadza kuona nyika yatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti ive ichitipa rujekeso munyaya dzeguta ruzhinji kana kuti demokrasi. Taakuona mumwe wevanhu vari kukwikwidza musaro dzeidzodzo achida kurayiwa. Saka zvinorwadza, zvinokatyamadza, asi zvinofadza hazvo ndezvekuti tiri kuona kuti pane matanho ari kutorwa kuti zviongororwe kuti zvakaitika sei kuti nyaya iyezve aida kuiuraya vatrambo aizviitirei. Tichipinda munyaya yeconvention yemarepublican, tiri kutoona kuti zvichatobatsira vatrambo hongu vatogara ndivo vachanominatwa kuti vaive ivo vachamirira bato remarepublican. Asi tiri kutoona kuti zvatosimbisa nzvimbo yavatrump uyezve nerepublican party zvaitika. Zvinorwadza hazvo, zvakaipa, asi toona kuti magore kana makore maviri apfuura chainyanyosimba nacho navatrump kukampeina kwavo ndekwekuti vaizvipotreya, ndakashandisa izviro rechirungu, vaizvipotreya semunhu ari kupesecutwa, ari kushungurudzwa nezvematongerwo enyika. Nyaya dzakawanda dzavakapomerwa hadzitoperi, dzematax fraud, dzekuti kwakawanikwa magwaro kumba kwavo, maralaga ematop secret and so forth. Saka zvino unoda kuurayiwa. Saka zvese izvozvo zvichatamba, zvichashanda kudirira vatrump kuti honaika inini vari kudirwisa ava. Vari kudzirwisirei? Vari kurwisa ndokuti ndini mutungamiri chaichai anofanwa kuva ari kutungamira America. vachapoisa image yayo kuti hurumende iripo zvine acho Biden iri kuvabunikidza kodzero dzavo, iri kuvashungurudza, iri kuvapesekita. Zvichava zvavabatsira vanhu vese vanoda anonzi underdog. Vakangoona chero munhu anenge achiita senge ari kushungurudzwa kodzero dzake dziri kumbunikidzwa nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanobva vatoda kuenda kudivi rake, vanomudzwira tsitsi. Saka zvatoitika iye zvino kuna vaDonald Trump vachida kuurayiwa zvatovabatsira kuzvikurususa kusimbisa position yavo mumarepublican nekusimbisa iyo marepublican acho iwavo vachipinda musarudzo dzatichazoona muna November gore rinoiri.
Asi katombotarisawo kubata kwaita vaJoe Biden mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino, nyaya iyi munoona zvakamira sei takatarira iyo convention yatanga zvakare kuume wake?
Sekuona kwangu vaBiden kutsaira kwavakaita nyaya iyi kwakamboita seko kwakanaka kuti vakakurumidza kuenda pazvivhitivhiti materevhizheni nezvimwe zvakadaro vachiti aiwa nyaya iyi yaitika hatizvidi muAmerica, hausiriwo muAmerica, hazvisirizvo zvinhu zvatinotarisira munyika medu. Saka ipapo tinozvikurudzira nekuti kashoma kuona hurumende dzinokuti ari kupikisa, anoonekwa senge ari kupikisa kana pane kumbunikidzwa kwaitwa, kana kutsitsidzwa kwaitwa, kana dambudziko raaurwa naro, ari kutongwa wacho obva uyowo kutii kwake kuti izvi zvaitika zvakashata. Saka izvi tinozvitenda, uyezve nekuti kwakutoongororwa nemakomiti akasiyana-siyana, madhipatimendi akasiyana-siyana kuti chii chakaitika kuti zvatakaona zvisadzokororwe kuAmerica. Asi chimwe chatinoda kutidai kwangu kuti vaBiden vabhodzorowo kunyanya kuzopa ivo vaTrump mhosva yekuti honai vaTrump ndodambudziko muno muAmerica. Zvakaitika nezuro izvi zvinotoratidza kuti vari is a danger kuAmerica andsofort. Dai kupindira kudayira kwavaita nokubata kwavaita nyaya yevaBiden vangoramba vachiporedzera kuti matension kusawirirana kuriko muAmerica kudzikire pasi, nekuti tiri kuona kuti kubva pakapinda vaTrump muchigaro cheutungamiri pavakapinda kuita mutungamiri weAmerica, kudhivhaidika kana kupatsanurana kwakaita vanhu vekuAmerica kwakamba kwanyanyisa. Handifungi kuti kupatsanurana ikoko nokuvengana kwavo kwakamboonekwa makore apfuura sekuonekwa kwatakaita pakapinda vaTrump. Zvino pavakati vari kukukudza zvakare kuti vadzokere muchigaro, takaona kuti zvakare America yapatsanurana zvakaomarara mune ruvengo chairo, ratinototi ruvengo, haitisiri competition yataiona nevamwe vaikukudza makore apfuura aya, ihuvengo huripo. Saka pari kuda kuti vatu vaJoe Biden semutungamiri wenyika aripo, mashoko avo nezvese zvavanoita zvive zvinotombodza hasha dzevanhu, zvisave zvinotowedzera hasha dzevanhu kutoti aiwa vaTrump ndo vakazvikonzeresa kuti zviitike. Aiwa, ngavaite kuti vanhu vabatane, vana vekuAmerica vashandirane pamwe chete, vangoonawo sarudzo part of the democratic process, kwete kutoona kutoita vaTrump sekokuti ndiye muvengi, handi Hitler kana kuti zvimwe zvakadaro daro. Aiwa, ndo zvinoita kuti ruvengo ruzosvika pakadai pekuti umwe munhu anenge akuda kutopfuurwa nekuti mashoko acho anenge aomesesa.
Thank you so much. Back to you, Mr. Mavaza, on Skype. I don't know if we've still got you, but we have seen ZANU-PF holding congresses to choose your party leaders. Do you think this is similar to what we're seeing happening here at the Republican convention currently underway? What kind of similarities do you think we'll be able to see? I'm not sure if we have Mr. Mavaza. If not, I will switch over to...
I'm not sure if you can hear me now.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Mav. I was actually setting out that every party politics, there are a lot of similarities and some few differences. But if you look into the convention, which is going on in America now, while in Zimbabwe we call it Congress, this is an elective meeting where they would elect or nominate the candidate for the party in a presidential election. You would notice that the American political system and the Zimbabwean system are the same. In America, you say you vote for the president. In Zimbabwe, you vote for the president. In South Africa, you don't vote for the president. In England, you don't vote for the prime minister. You vote for a party, and then the party selects its leader. But in Zimbabwe and America, the similarities are the party selects a leader, and a leader will be voted for by the people of the country. So these are the similarities. Now, as we have said from the beginning, the events of Saturday would definitely give a very big dent to American democracy. Where people were used to be told that the undemocratic person was Trump, but now they will be surprised that the very undemocratic person is the one whose blood is sought after, not by Democrats, but by those who are afraid of competition. We cannot blame anybody at the moment until the investigations are done. But I would want to draw some lines here. If this had happened in Zimbabwe, we'll be hearing stories like the ruling party is killing people. But this has happened in America. I wonder why, who is killing people? But all we can say is the spirit of violence is bent, wherever it is, whether it's in Africa or in America. But it is quite embarrassing that we have this spirit of violence in America, where we look up to for democracy. And I do agree with our ZANU-PF director of information, who actually said we hope and feel that by the end of all this, there will be free and fair elections in America. And if there is a problem, Zimbabwe is actually willing, ZANU-PF is actually willing to come and assist in making sure that there will be pure democracy in America, and this they will be free from violence. And we've got a team already set and willing to go to America and assist them in their elections, because our elections have been the best in the world, and everybody is talking about them because we are the best, and we are hoping that we can teach and export our knowledge and our wisdom in running elections to other countries.
Mr. Ndenda, if you may come on the line now, what effect do you think this assassination attempt will have on the actual convention for the Republican? Your thoughts?
Sorry, come again?
Okay, maybe the gangi mbofu nzaneshona tinzwe kuti munoona sei musangano mukuru uyu uri kuitwa kumiro wake imi semumwe weavo vanotsigira bato iro rema Republicans. Uchabatsira vaTrump here kana kuti zvakamira sei?
Yeah, indeed. President Trump to win the election, because everybody will now have sympathy on him. What happened is it's an unfortunate incident, like I said before. Was this young boy, it's unfortunate nobody asked him what was his intention. So he was shot and he's dead. So that's a problem already. Even the investigations, they're going to happen, but nobody will answer because he's already dead. So the point of the matter is, like, people who sympathize with the President Trump, because this has happened, like, there's so many accusations, and also now people are trying to assassinate him. So there's something behind which makes him strong. So I think people will rally behind him at the convention, and also he will choose a favorable vice president so that they will have a winning team. I think... there isn't much they're going to talk about the convention, but it's all going to be about their candidate and winning the election on November, because they have a clear vision of the election and what they want to achieve when they enter into the office. So I think with that manifesto they have, because they're going to launch it at the convention, people will have more sympathy on them, because they are fighting for America. And also, like President Trump is always saying, we want to make America great again. Because when he was in power for 4 years, there were no assassinations, there were no wars around the world. So it means this guy is a strong man. So if he gets back in the office, like all these things we are seeing happening in the world, they never happened when Trump was in office. Because there was no war which was fought around the world when Trump was in office. There were no assassination or even attempts which happened when Trump was in office. So I think, in another way, this is going to strengthen the votes for President Trump come November. So it's going to be a landslide. That's what I think.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndenda, who's a Zimbabwean Republican member. I'll come to you, Mbofana. Manzwa shanga shukuto aronamba. Ravama mavazo. I still go to Zimbabwe. Yakato miri rakuti kana America ichida watu miri numa zavo iko kuno. Imi muno na se ishi. Titari se isu kuti pane msangano mkuru riko iro fikirino. Imo muno mu America uwe ma Republican. Kuti waone kuti wacha Gaza wa Trump. Wa Trump usu doma omteveziri wavo. Muno na se.
Candidate B, candidate C, later are Kukukuzana Kutua, Tinga Miller Zanupi, Secretary and President, Kanaku Zoboma, Akako Miller Zanupi, Kuma National Presidential Election, they really go to Papakal Pakal, Umbiwa Zanupi, Musua 8, August 1963. Apana, Chatinongo Namaku. Kubawa stolo, kubawa mungabe, ee zokuwa na mnangako, warukutote hakuna kwa ndiri kuenda, 2020 nime ndiripo. Saka, njifu mweti pani tingasha, tingati zaro kwe, singai ndino, kizu sama, mare kuma Americans, ngeze demokrasi, wendo, zaka itika ezi, hakuna perfect demokrasi, zaka itika ezi, kuda kuuraya wa Trump, kuno shore, wanemazu, esi anga wani kwepano pasi. Asi cha chino kuenda, leto kutu, urumende yacho, wona evanga wakati ura wa Trump, Mafedro agents, hurumende wachindafungo kuti vachamusawo one day vachita hali yavo vanga vevane mavakani vane mabodyguard hurumende maciao nevamwe vakadaro vakakomboredza vachamika opposition vachinzi vari kudziviriwa nehurumende yamunangagwa zvinoitika izvozvo kwete ava vana vadonald trump havana kudziviriwa nemabodyguard avo emarepublican party havakazvitsvakira vee vaive mafedral agents. The president of America, when I call out what he's Donald Trump, it's all stage managed. Then you should not guarantee that your opposition now. No matrix allow an interpersonal panic attack without my very important. What is that? Should be a staring me. Saka atinga boti tinga kompeto te Amerika ni Zimbabwe wane shakafana na kana kuti Amerika nda todo kujizwa. Kwa wanga todito ni zanupe mkwendo wa chini uroa ma supporti ya Trump. Kwa waka roa wesa kana miki nyo ya kaitu wana rani ya kaitu wana Trump yo ya kato baniwa. Ikina kuto bobo mitu wa kuti ikiwe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I know you're all burning to respond, but that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Innocent Ndenda, a member of the Republicans, and Tendai Mbofana, who was the last to speak. He is a political analyst. And we also would like to thank all those that were streaming with us and following our lives. Please, when you do see us on all our social media platforms, please share our lives so that those who were not able to be with us in real time can also see what you are seeing right now. And signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very, very, very good night.